Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daryl Ryder, Dan Menigan with you until 2. Here on The Fan, we're in for Baskin and Phelps. Phelps will be back with me tomorrow. This just in from the NFL. We kind of had an idea about this, but the official offseason dates have been announced for the entire league.
Huzzah!
And so for the Browns, the offseason program will begin on April 22nd. OTAs will be scheduled for May 27th through 28th, May 30th, June 3rd through 4th, June 6th, June 16th through 19th. They have a mandatory minicamp June 10 through 12. So that is a very interesting, because it used to be mandatory minicamp and then summer vacation. It's a little different this year now, it looks like, for the OTAs being following, I should say, minicamp. That's really bizarre. And I'm kind of scrolling right now. Through, they may have made a mistake there. I think there might be a mistake there because I'm looking through here. No other team right now has anything after their mandatory camp.
Or, can I go conspiracy theory on it?
Yeah.
Or, what they want to do is have everybody show up for mandatory mini camp and then be there and go, well, I'm already here. I may as well show up to OTAs as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and the Browns are the only team that has that on their schedule.
I wonder if that might be the case, because that's kind of smart if you do it that way, where it's like, okay, we're already here.
Nope, I'm wrong. The Chargers are doing the same thing. So the Chargers mandatory minicamp, similar to the Browns, June 10th through 12th, and then they have some OTA scheduled for the 16th through the 18th. The Rams are also doing the doing the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
I wonder
Bears
if,
as well. So okay, so the Browns aren't the only one doing. I just that was different. A little bit of a culture shock to me because
yeah.
My favorite day of the summer is the final day of mandatory minicamp. School's out for summer, baby. See y'all in late August or late July. So that's an interesting little wrinkle to teams now doing some OTAs after mandatory minicamp this year. That is very interesting. You know, why can't the NFL just stay consistent? Why do we have to change stuff every year?
Because it's the NFL. This is what they do. They perpetually are looking and perpetually tinkering.
Get off my lawn.
And perpetually messing with things. You know, change is good for you.
Listen.
As you evolve, become a stronger person.
I got the NBA finals that I'm going to be doing. I don't have time for your OTAs. Okay? I don't have time for your OTAs so you can go 5-12 this year. Okay? We got the NBA finals. If everybody shows up to mandatory minicamp, Kevin Stefanski, I implore you, cancel that week of OTA.
We got a baseball team that doesn't have to go back to San Diego.
We could potentially have a parade we need to attend. We don't have time for your OTAs after minicamp.
I don't have time to have a bad time. It's none of my schedule.
I don't have time for you extending my summer workload.
Actually, that's kind of smart. If they're doing it this way because they want to get, let's even if it turns into 75%.
Was that enough to get off my lawn for you, by the way?
It felt right.
Okay.
Yeah. 65% of your starters, your paid guys to show up for that last bit of OTAs to maybe hammer something home. Like, that makes a level of sense.
Yeah, also, too, for injured guys.
Right.
You know who's going to be at OTAs this year? Myles Garrett. Because he's going to be paid well to be there.
I was going to say.
And he can have a smile on his face.
Properly compensated. Yes. He'll be there.
Tell us how great they're going to be.
I mean, we'll see what this all looks like.
How amazing the quarterbacks look. How fast they're learning the system.
I'm really impressed with their ability to evade my rushes.
No, that doesn't happen. No. The best part of the offseason program there is, at least for the quarterbacks, is that Miles isn't able to kill them. That's the best part of the red jersey, because there would be some bodies buried under those practice fields in Berea if Myles Garrett was really allowed to do what Myles Garrett typically does.
That's valid. That's real valid. I've seen that enough times, and we've seen enough Browns quarterbacks.
Irv in Cleveland, I guess, wants to talk about some Browns championships. Irv, you're next up on the fan. How are you, bud?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing better than the Browns trophy case, that's for sure.
Man, hold up a second, man. Okay. You mean the Browns not having Super Bowls, right? Because they got eight championships.
That is correct.
I've been trying this for years. I've been on social media going to war, right? I've gone after ESPN. I've asked Stephen A. Smith, why don't they recognize the Browns championships?
Well, now the NFL is officially recognizing those.
Exactly.
And they're recognizing the records. So it's shaking up the NFL record book a little bit.
That's right. Because guess what? We have the best football player who ever played, period. Jim Brown. Okay? How can you honor Jim Brown but not honor his records? You understand?
Irv, you're preaching to the choir, okay?
I know.
When I talk about the lack of Vince Lombardi trophies, that's kind of just me throwing a shot across the bow and a little tongue-in-cheek, because, well, that's also fact.
Right.
But, you know, back in the day, in the late 40s, the 50s, and into the early 60s, folks don't realize around the country, the Cleveland Browns were the New York Yankees of professional football. The standard. Every year, death taxes and the Cleveland Browns were playing for a championship. That's just how it went. And it's just unfortunate that since 1964, the Browns can't even get back to where they're actually playing for a championship. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll get lucky here. They'll find a quarterback and they will be able to do that, because, like, that's what I want. That's what I know you as a Browns fan wants. I know that's what Browns fans want, and I know that's what the Haslams want. For all the grief I give them for how things have gone, I mean, they do want to win. They just haven't been able to figure it out.
That's true.
All right, Irv, thanks for the call, bud. But, yeah, it's good that it's getting recognized now, because when you it is interesting when the graphics come out, right? I think this year's graphic was teams that have won a Super Bowl, and they put Tom Brady first up with 7 Vince Lombardi trophies. I think it was Fox Sports that did the graphic.
That sounds about right.
They did Tom Brady with the 7 Vince Lombardi trophies as a little tongue-in-cheek for the quote-unquote teams that have won a Super Bowl. I'm scrolling through my phone right now because I know I saved the graphic, but it was actually pretty cool. The way they did it. And then, of course, the Steelers and the Patriots.
Right. They were good. They've succeeded often. Chiefs are making their way up there slowly but surely.
Yeah, the Chiefs are creeping up there now. They got 4.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another one. Someone ran through, like, the end of the century into AI.
They
ran through the projected Super Bowl champions from now until the end of the century. And I guess come the 2070s, there's a big three-peat coming for the Cleveland Browns. So you hang in there, Browns fan.
Start figuring out your Ted Williams cryogenic chamber.
Only 50 more years to go for the big three-peat, according to artificial intelligence.
We can do this. We have the tech.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Technology.
Harvey in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. How are you, Harvey?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Hanging in there. What do you got for us, my friend?
Well, I actually had a draft take, but the way the latest conversation kind of turned my...
Well, you're welcome to give us another left turn. It's okay.
All right. Well, first of all, they need to go defense and offensive line.
Okay.
There ain't the quarterbacks worth anything in the world. And I just moved back from Houston. I've been gone for 20 years, and I grew up from Berea, and I used to watch a Browns practice facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm a cancer patient. My birthday is April 17th, and I was hoping to toss me some free tickets for the Soiree Razzle.
Well, here's what you got to do, Harvey. What was it, 9, noon, and 5 when we do that, Dan?
Yes, 9, noon, and 5 p.m.
Okay, so what you got to do, Harvey, at 9, noon, and 5 over the next couple of days, be standing by to hit up the phones and see if we can get you in and get you one of these teams, okay?
Yeah, if not, I'll go over there and hang out with you guys anyways.
Well, yeah, come on out. I'll be there.
It's a great place.
We'll have a great time, okay?
But I'm telling you, defense... An offensive line.
Starts in the trenches.
That is called a meat and potatoes draft there, Harvey, and thanks for the call.
I'm in for if they decide to go defensive line, like I've been banging the table saying Mason Graham for a long period of time. I know you cannot roll Mason Graham out at 2.
Yeah, not at 2.
Everybody, we've done it.
If they
buy your jerseys for a defensive tackle.
If they move back, I'll hear that. If they stay at 2, I want Travis Hunter. That's my guy. You know what? I that is the guy I'll pound the table for because I feel like I'm getting two players for one.
I can get behind Travis Hunter. I'm good with Travis Hunter there. I am good if they go Abdul Carter there.
Yeah.
I am not totally sold on Shedeur Sanders. I know there are a lot of people who are. I'm not totally sold on it. Enough smart people have come in and said, hey, a lot of those sacks he's taken are kind of on him. He kind of tries to play hero ball without having the athleticism to play hero ball.
Well, he likes to fade back. He didn't have a good offensive line. He had Travis Hunter and a bunch of guys.
Right.
He's hard to evaluate, but I kind of feel like that there is some name recognition that's factored into this whole thing. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Because look, if I was in Deion Sanders' shoes, I'd be doing the same thing for my kid.
Of course.
So I certainly am not going to be a hypocrite here and criticize that.
Of course not.
But at the same time, I watched 4 Colorado games live this year. One of them was the BYU game, and I'm just going to say I wasn't impressed. He didn't jump off my television screen. Watching those games. Do I think he has talent? Yes. Do I think he can be developed into something? Yes. But I'm not spending the second overall pick on a guy that I'm hoping I can develop into something. And it's the same thing why, I'm not interested in the Will Howard conversation. I know there's like a small segment of Buckeye fans are like, well, the Browns should take Will Howard with the second overall. Are you out of your mind?
He feels like Mac Jones.
Like,
watch Will Howard, and it felt like watching Mac Jones.
You take that guy in the middle rounds. Third, fourth, fifth round. I don't know where he's going to go, but that's where you take Will Howard. Again, you're throwing something against the wall, hoping something sticks. That's what that situation. Look, I'm one of the biggest Buckeye honks out there, okay?
Yeah.
I wear the scarlet and gray, okay? I look through things with the scarlet and gray sunglasses. I will openly admit that. But even I'm like, as much as I love what Will Howard did winning a national because Buckeye fans said, well, he won a national championship. Yeah, well, guess what? So did Craig Krenzel. And please tell me how his pro football career worked out for him. Winning a national championship again, love it, respect it, appreciate it as a Buckeye fan. That does not mean the guy is a first-round pick. That's all I'm saying. 216-474-0092 if you want to weigh in on the draft conversation and should the Browns find some way, any way, to have us deal with Kirk Cousins for a year?
Our social media mentions powered by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at Right or Wrong Fan, at The Sports Feller on Twitter, or at CLE Talking Heads if you so desire. Like Cleveland United States Marine Corps, thank you for your service on this one. Well, yeah, Vince Lombardi never won a Vince Lombardi trophy either.
By the way, totally against the Vince Lombardi trophy being renamed. Very against it, because there was some talk maybe they should rename it for Bill Belichick. Totally against that.
I have one response and one response only to that.
What the hell's going on out here?
Amen to that. It's Daryl Ryder, Dan Madigan. We're with you till 2 in for Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.